Open Mic. The Door by Janelle Battle. I've been busy lately, carving a door of words without a lock in sight. Your ear is the key that lets you into me. I am a secret I want to share. I swing my door open and say a prayer. Look around, take the tour. Fear hangs on the wall and shame sometimes. Emotional dislocation, too. But I am brave in my admission. Are you? When no one is looking, I check to see if anyone else seems as scared as me, or lonely, or shy, or insecure. Is it just me? I'm not so sure. Is your heart like an onion, too? Show me yours, I'll show you mine, we used to say. Your turn. Peel away.
Tyrone. Janelle made it into the paper. I did too, in the group shot, looking all fuzzy. Devin was the only one got a close-up. They just loved them pretty boys. That's okay. I got my name in there. Mr. Ward brought the paper to school and held it up for the class to see. Look at this headline, he said. Student poets bloom in the Bronx. That's you guys. I don't know who was prouder, us or Mr. Ward. He brought a few extra copies of the paper for the class and passed them around for anyone who hadn't seen it. I'd already bought my own, though. I had to, especially since they quoted what I said about how our poetry gives us a release, how it helps us relate to one another. They said our stuff was energetic and rich in positive social messages. My moms will frame this puppy for show. I called the reporter this afternoon and thanked him for writing such a nice piece. I told him about our assembly. We'll be jamming, I told him. Why don't you come check us out? He said he'd try to make it. Maybe we can get us another write-up out of this. You never know.
Lupe. I went to Janelle's this afternoon to study. Of course, before we could get started, she wanted to dish about Raul. Him and me had our first date over the weekend. And as far as Janelle's concerned, it's the biggest news since we all had our pictures splashed across the local paper. I know she's been dying to find out what happened. She called me twice, but I was at the library. She left a message asking if we planned on doing a love poem duet for assembly in a few weeks. That girl's crazy. I am looking forward to our last open mic Friday, though. So, you finally went out with him, said Janelle. Yeah. Well? Well, what? I bite my tongue to keep from laughing. I know this is killing her. What did you and Latin lover boy do? We went to a movie. And what? We watched it and he took me home. And nothing. Now can we please get to work? Girl, you are no fun anymore. All you want to do is work, work, work. Yeah, well, fun ain't going to get me through history or trig. Janelle stuck her tongue out at me and cracked open her history book, looking all disappointed. I balled up a piece of paper and threw it at her. She looked up, surprised, and threw it back, laughing. Then we settled down. It's great having somebody to study with, even though I do okay on my own. Mr. Ward says if I keep pulling up all my other grades the way I've pulled up my grade in English, I should be able to get into a decent college when I graduate. That's what I'm planning on. I want to go somewhere out of state, somewhere away from home, away from Berto and his drinking buddies. I'll miss my sister Christina and her little Rosa, though. But I don't see them as much as I used to anyway. I'm too busy with school. I'm not sure what I want to major in at college. I know I want to do something with kids, though. Maybe become a kindergarten teacher or a pediatrician. Gloria says I still got time to figure that out. Keeping my grades up so I can get into a good school. That's the main thing. Christina says I'm the smart one. I envy you, Lupe, she told me last night. I could hardly believe my ears. I wish I had gone to college, she said. Getting to college takes more than wishing, I can tell you that much. I've got an exam tomorrow, so I better put in an extra hour of study. I don't know what the questions are going to be, but I want to make sure I'm ready for whatever they throw at me.